Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beast Screen Addiction, and Take Back Your Life. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, we're diving into something seriously juicy today. We're talking about reflection, baby. Yep, taking a step back from the endless scrolling, the dopamine hits, and the constant notifications to actually gasp, think about how our phone habits are impacting us. Sounds boring? Not even close. This is your chance to become a detective of your own digital life, uncovering hidden patterns, recognizing triggers, and ultimately, taking control. Ever feel like you're just reacting instead of living? Like you spend half your day scrolling through social media, checking emails, or playing games, only to realize hours have vanished? Yeah, I've been there too. But here's the secret: reflecting on our phone habits can be a game changer. It's like hitting the pause button and saying, "Hold up. What's really going on here?" Trust me, you'll uncover some surprising insights about yourself and your relationship with your phone. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will have you feeling empowered to reclaim your time and attention. 1. Awareness is power. This one's basic, but powerful. We can't change what we don't acknowledge, right? Start paying attention to how often you reach for your phone, what apps you use the most, and why. You might be surprised by the answers. Do you check it out of boredom? Habit? FOMO? Recognizing these triggers is the first step towards breaking free from mindless scrolling. 2. Time tracking is your new BFF. There are tons of awesome apps that can track your screen time. Use them. Seeing concrete numbers about how much time you spend on your phone each day can be eye-opening. It's like holding a mirror up to your habits, forcing you to face the music. Remember, knowledge is power. 3. Create phone-free zones. Designate certain areas or times as phone-free zones. Dinner with loved ones? A walk in nature? Your bedroom at night? These sacred spaces can become oases of peace and connection, allowing you to truly be present in the moment. Think about that: a phone-free dinner is actually an opportunity for real conversations and deeper connections. Or, curate your feed. Let's be honest, social media can be a black hole. Follow accounts that inspire you, make you laugh, or teach you something new. Unfollow anything that drains your energy, triggers negative emotions, or leaves you feeling inadequate. Remember, you control what content fills your digital world. Choose wisely. 5. Embrace boredom. This one might seem counterintuitive, but hear me out. Boredom can be a powerful catalyst for creativity, introspection, and even self-discovery. Instead of instantly reaching for your phone when you feel bored, try doing something else. Read a book, go for a walk, listen to music, or simply sit in silence and let your mind wander. You might be surprised by what comes up. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Saturday morning, the sun is streaming through the windows, and birds are singing outside. You wake up naturally, feeling refreshed and energized. Instead of reaching for your phone first thing, you take a few moments to stretch, meditate, or simply enjoy the peace and quiet. Later, while sipping coffee on the porch, you lose yourself in a captivating book instead of scrolling through social media. Sounds amazing, right? This is the power of reflection. It allows you to create a life that feels more intentional, fulfilling, and connected. Remember, taking control of your phone habits isn't about deprivation, it's about making conscious choices that empower you to live a richer, more meaningful life. So, get reflective, embrace the silence, and start crafting the digital world you want. That's it for today, amazing people. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might be struggling with screen addiction. Let's help each other create a healthier relationship with technology. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback helps me keep bringing you awesome content. Until next time, stay mindful, stay empowered, and remember, your phone doesn't have to rule your life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.